From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Did I miss this? I'm looking at Sissany in her home studio. Are these picture frames behind you new?
Oh, they've been here for 2 years.
Wow. Maybe I notice it more because we have these mesh backgrounds and they stand out more.
Uh-huh, I guess.
But I'm looking going, wait, what are they? Who's in them?
They're my kids.
Oh, yeah, you can't see from their
front. Yeah, so it's cute. Little Savea in a bucket and then Aza and Maxon right next to her.
Savea's just not into it right now. she's in the bucket.
She was 7 days old in that picture. And then that's our wedding.
Oh, look how cute. That looks like a movie poster. So it's basically a picture of Michael and Sissany's wedding day. And look at Michael. Leaning against
right,
the
brick
wall.
With his hand.
his hand just chilling. I can't believe. So those pictures have not been there for 2 years if baby Savea is in there.
Well, I changed this one out. It used to be this one.
So there is a new one.
No, I guess that one is okay, but it was still picture. It was that one. But I felt bad that Savea was not in it.
You've really decorated your backdrop.
I have no choice because my desk goes out in an L shape right here. So then
that's why I'd like this.
Yeah, so anyways, there's a whole thing.
Well, listen, good morning. How are we doing? How's everybody? Patty, Tanya, you guys good?
Great. Chilling like a villain. You know what's interesting though, when you look at those photos? I don't have a single photo of like myself or my family or anybody in my place.
Really?
And you would think that I would, like not one photo. Because I have photos of just like words and you know what I mean? Like I have different like art things, but no photos.
So this was a problem for me too for a while because I didn't have photos, right? Like they're in your phone.
Yeah.
So you got to somehow generate a photo
but
from
like,
your phone.
I have
phone.
This one underneath my computer. It's just of like me and Robbie. And I don't even have it in a frame. I just like put it up on my underneath my computer to look at when I'm working.
You know what you could do? My sister does a great job of this in my family. For Christmas, the only gift I get is family photos from the year in a frame or two.
Yeah, and that's great.
It's cool. Because we don't have kids, so we don't think through a framer's mind.
Yeah.
Patty?
But even before kids, I had so many pictures of friends and life.
Yeah, I know. Can I show you guys my family portrait? I got
this. It's a painting. Ooh.
It's a painting, yeah. It's us
now,
four.
How long did you and your Michael have to kiss for that painting for them to make a portrait?
Well, it was first a photograph. It was first a photograph.
Like, can you imagine posing in that position for 8 hours?
Like the olden days when they had to do that.
I think it's pretty cool.
No, it's really, really beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Ryan's Rose is 7:40. She goes to the office, and her husband works from home alone, or so she thought. And that's all we know until we get the email. All right, let's get to Jared in Yucaipa. Jared, good morning. How you doing, bro?
Ryan, how's it going, my man?
Jared, it's so great to hear your voice, your spirit. I like it already. I feel like you're coming with good news or something positive.
Yeah, man. Last time I talked to you, I told you that I had some relationship problems with my fiance. We just went through some problems. We were fighting a lot, not getting along with anything. I actually took your advice and I contacted my therapist through my insurance. And I've done a few sessions because of that. Our relationship has gotten 100 times better.
Oh, that's awesome.
We don't fight. We still do fight, but not as bad. We communicate a lot better. And then there was one more thing I wanted to share with you guys.
Sure.
Just recently, I applied for the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. Mm-hmm. And because I wanted to do something. I've been volunteering since I was a kid of doing everything, you know, helping people out, volunteering for, you know, it could be whether if it's natural disasters, like when I was doing restoration, helping people out, and just everything. So I applied for the county sheriff's department. I filled out my application. I passed my exam. I did the PAT test, which is the physical agility training. It takes about, I mean, I pushed myself through so much. So after 3 days, they emailed me saying that they want to do an interview with me.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's great.
Because on how much I pushed myself, and I told my girl, and she's like, wait, what? And I said, yeah.
When's the interview?
I asked them if I can do it on this Friday because I have it off. It's just, it felt good to actually see that email on me pushing myself to that limit that I was probably not being able to do that before. And just to get that email felt so good because you have to climb over 6 foot walls. I'm 6'5". I couldn't make it that easy. You had to do 500 yards and I did it in a minute. You know.
That feeling you got, you know, from pushing yourself, just keep pushing yourself. You'll keep creating that feeling. It'll manifest.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I can do because I told my girl the same thing. I said, if I keep pushing myself, especially for great things, like what's going on with everything, with all the drama that's going on in the world, you know, I told her, I said, I want to try to prevent that from people getting hurt. Yep. From, I mean, of course, focus on myself, but also help others.
But by helping others, it'll come back to you. You know, it'll come back to you. Well, Jared, let us. We got to run, but let us know how it goes. Okay.
I sure will, man. Thank you.
Always take care. Super nice guy. It's great to hear that he's taken initiative to do great things and do better things for himself and help out the community. Morning hack and positive quote of the day. So if you have friends or family with these names, beware. Shouldn't drive with them. They're accident prone.
I'm scared.
Don't fly with them. Well, unless I guess they'd be passengers, it's fine, but don't let them fly the plane. Accident prone. Joshua. Christopher. And Noah.
Oh. Huh. I have a nephew named
Noah. I got none.
For the women.
Oh.
Angela, they divided up. Angela, Emma, and Olivia.
Interesting.
Now, what?
Yeah.
How in the world did you come up with this? I don't even know. I'm just telling you what I read.
Joshua, Christopher, Noah. Is it the amount of time that these people have been in like the emergency room and they're going?
I don't. Maybe that,
like,
and they look at accidents on the freeways over years, and they've come up with the conclusion that Josh, Chris, Noah, Angela, Emma, and Olivia, take your time. Today's quote: "You get tested the most when it's your time to elevate." You're on Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Let's get to the headlines, Sissany, on this Thursday morning. What do we have?
Well, authorities approved a $60,000 reward for information to help find the killer of 16-year-old Tioni Theus, who was found on the side of a South Los Angeles freeway earlier this month. Since her body was discovered, the Theus' family and community members have urged officials to offer reward money to help track down her killer. Now, the reward available includes $50,000, which was approved by Governor Gavin Newsom, and another $10,000, which was approved by LA County Board of Supervisors. The city of San Diego is suing the NFL over the Chargers' move to Los Angeles. Yeah, the lawsuit alleges the NFL and the Chargers breached the league's relocation policy by failing to negotiate in good faith with city officials over retaining the team locally and concealing that a move was in the works since 2006. And don't plan on flying a small plane or drone over SoFi Stadium on February 13th during the Super Bowl. The Federal Aviation Administration announced that temporary flight restrictions, or TFR, will be in effect from 2:30 to 8:30 p.m., effective in a 30-mile circle around the Inglewood Stadium and stretching up to 8,000 feet.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, all right, something goes big on TikTok and you wonder why. I saw someone on TikTok talking about how Chipotle makes the guacamole, and it was fascinating to me. People wanted to know how many avocados go into the guacamole. People wanted to know what seasoning went into the guacamole. And I sat there and I watched the whole thing. We are joined now by not the person making the guacamole, but also making a big splash on TikTok. Michaela Nagara is with us. Michaela, how are you? It's nice to meet you.
Good. I'm very good. So nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, where do you live in Boston, in the Boston area?
Yep. Boston, Massachusetts.
All right. Let me break this down for you. She's got, close to 10 million followers on TikTok and does these tutorials for makeup, right, that people love to see. Why do you think the makeup tutorials caught on?
I think because I try to make them as relatable and fun as possible. I just want people to feel like they're sitting with a friend and having a conversation with me, you know?
It's amazing that we have been void of this kind of presentation in our lives all of these years, right? She wanted to make it conversational, and it right. takes off. She wanted to make it accessible, and it takes off. It's not too formal, but people love the tutorials, and they also, I think, follow you for your reviews of products, don't they?
Yeah, because I try to be as honest as possible with them. Also, I am just so raw with it, so I want people to just be open to trying the product. Even if I don't like it, they can go out and buy it and try it for themselves. You know, it's really just, I try to make it fun.
How is makeup fun?
Because it's that, and people don't usually think of it that way. But for me, it's like painting a picture on a canvas, but I'm just doing it on my face.
It's like art.
But because, like, Sissy, do you enjoy the process of putting on makeup when you have to?
I do enjoy it, but, you know, coming into work, it's like I have my go-to just, like, quick concealer, mascara, like, nothing crazy. But, like, if I was getting ready for, like, an event, like, yeah, I'll take the time and sit down and
play with
it. What
about taking it off? I feel like taking it off is a lot of work.
Oh, it's easy. Just makeup wipes and cleanser.
it off. I think the thing is, like, if you want it to be fun, don't do it in a rushed way. So I'll sit down for 2-3 hours to do this. You know, I'm not doing
and you
it
look
in
forward
like 10,
to it.
20 minutes. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. But it's her profession, you know? So it's like, that's her job.
I want to ask you about, because we're talking to Michaela Nagara here, who's got 10 million plus on TikTok. I want to ask you about, like, our drugstores here that are in every neighborhood, every community, every city. What are, do you have like a list of your favorite or your top three drugstore products?
I'll give you my top four.
Okay.
Maybelline Fit Me Loose Powder, a phenomenal loose powder that works great on everybody. Mm-hmm. I love the e.l.f. Power Grip Primer. It's a wonderful grip and primer that keeps your makeup on all day. I absolutely love the Milani Matte Fetish lipsticks. They're a great matte lipstick. And I really, really love, and this is a newer product, the NYX Thick It, Stick It Brow Mascara. Super good. I'm using pretty much all those products today.
That's awesome.
Makeup has great names.
Yeah. Thick it.
There's so much makeup out there. They got to make the name super interesting to catch people on, you know?
So I'm being told the powder is $8. The mascara is $11. You can get it at the drugstore. Do you have three items everyone who wears makeup should own, Michaela?
Well, I think everyone needs to own an eyelash curler. Yeah. It makes the biggest difference. I think everyone needs to own a beauty blender sponge. Just because you can use it for your foundation, for your powder, for your blush, any cream, liquid products, it really makes the whole process so much easier. And I think no matter who you are, every person who wears makeup needs a good pair of false eyelashes. Even if you don't know how to put them on, if you're not good at it, over time you'll figure it out. But a good pair of false eyelashes is the biggest difference.
Okay, let me show you. This is my makeup bag, right?
Okay.
Because in addition to this, I do a daily television show. We've been doing it from the same room. So I've been putting this makeup on my face to not look terribly shiny. Why don't you have a proper makeup bag?
Yeah. That is a paper bag that's like all crumbled up.
This is a proper makeup bag. This I don't normally do this, right?
So you need like a caboodle or something.
I'll show you. Let me show you. Tell me what you think of my product.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
I cannot deal with the fact that you keep your makeup in there.
There's my hairspray.
Okay.
Okay. Trust me. Very good. Okay.
What's up next? Okay. This is, I don't know what this thing is, but it was in the bag.
It's like a brow pencil.
It's Anastasia Brow Wiz.
Yeah. Number one selling brow pencil. Yup.
Anastasia, you know. I love you. All right. Now, this was given to me by the Live with Kelly and Ryan people to do my own de-shine so we don't look too horrendous. And then I've got this.
Is that bronzer? Is that more,
I don't know.
Is that more Anastasia? That.
It's Anastasia. Yeah. I don't know. Is that what you call bronzer?
Yeah, bronzer.
That's a bronzer.
I don't know what to do with this. I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
That gives you warmth to the face, so you look more alive on TV.
Where do I put it, though?
You'd put it on the top of the forehead. You'd put it a little bit on your cheekbones.
Mm-hmm. It's like to contour your face a little bit. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but if he does it wrong, you guys, it could really be a problem.
Not too much. Wait. Not too much.
I didn't even think about the fact that you have been doing your own makeup for these past few weeks.
I have to. They want us to not look too shiny. So anyway, that's why I carry along in my
old.
How do they not have a powder in there?
What's this?
Yeah, that's just like a setting powder.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on, Michaela Nagara, huge with makeup and reviews on TikTok. You take good care, okay? I've got this. What do I do about this now?
He just has bronzer on his
forehead.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Can you do us a favor?
What?
Next time you're doing your makeup before work, please just put your camera up and just film it.
All right, Tubbs, will you film me doing my makeup this week? All right, thanks.
On Air. On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, so Ryan's roses, I'm going to tell you that in just a second, I'll give you more from this email here, but we're going to Dana and Cerritos. Her husband works from home. The other day, she noticed her husband ordered lunch on their account, and that's where she saw a photo of a woman leaning out of their front door, getting the food.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Yes, oh, no is right. So that's next. Right now, Taylor Swift re-releasing all her old albums so she can own the music. That has been out. We know that. In the trending report, there's a full album possibly that may be coming that was scrapped, right?
Yes. So I have to give credit to the Thrifty Swifty because it's this TikToker and she kind of put all these clues together. And there are a lot of clues, so I kind of cherry-picked ones that make the most sense. Not to get too much in the nitty gritty, but so for the first few years from 2006 to 2014, Taylor Swift released an album every 2 years, like clockwork, right? So in 2014, she released 1989, and she has a new look and a new vibe with every era that she would kind of tease towards the end of every other era. So at the end of 1989, she was kind of teasing this kind of rocker 90s. It's when she bleached her hair. She was wearing like 90s grunge clothing. But 2016 is when all that drama was going on with Kanye and Kim. Do you remember when he released that song Famous? So she kind of retreated from the public eye. Taylor Swift just kind of really disappeared from everywhere. And then she came back with the album Reputation, which was a direct response to kind of all that drama with Kim and Kanye. So there is this theory, there's been this theory that there was an album that was supposed to come out in 2016 that didn't see the light of day that was called Karma. Now fans are thinking that that her next re-release is going to be a double album with 1989 and this album Karma that was just completely scrapped. So these are going to be like the vault songs from 1989, but it'll be like a double album. And one of the theories is in her music video for The Man, when there was like this graffiti wall with all of her album titles on it, the only word that wasn't an album that we've seen before was Karma. So, and there was a lot of other Easter eggs too that fans were able to see Karma. But if this is right and the next re-release is 1989, it's going to be a double album and we're going to get Karma. I could not be happier.
No, we're going to lose you for 3 days. That's right. We will. You will be down, and you'll be out for 3 days.
It'll come out that Friday. She'll barily be here, like focusing, and then the whole weekend.
I will not.
It will shift your universe. And it should.
Yes, because also like a grunge 90s Taylor rocker vibe is like.
But can I say that the fans of Taylor Swift get this right? Like, if this has gotten to you here in this format, it's not wrong.
No, and there are a lot of other clues too that I didn't even share because you have to really kind of.
But this is something I would imagine is happening. I'm listening to that. I think those clues that they found are probably accurate, and this is happening. Get ready. When is the question?
Yeah, that's the question. There were talks about an April 30th release, and people thought it was going to be the trilogy to kind of the new era. It was going to be called Woodvale, you know, Folklore, and then Evermore.
Don't beat yourself up. It's okay.
I'm forgetting the name of Folklore, Evermore, and then there's going to be a third one, Woodvale. But now they're thinking that's not the case, and it's going to be this Karma album.
You are an almanac. You really are. You're
when it comes to Taylor.
You're a walking music library for Taylor.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I 102.7 Kiss FM. It's time for Ryan's Roses. We're going to Dana in Cerritos. I just want to understand all of this context here so we can make the call. Dana, thanks for coming on.
Hi.
Read the email a second ago. I know your husband works from home. And the other day, you noticed your husband ordered lunch on your account, right?
Yep. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Okay. And you saw a photo of a woman. How did you see a photo of a woman leaning out of your front door when you weren't there?
Well, okay, so I ordered on this, like, food delivery app, and they always send, like, a photo to, like, prove that it's been delivered or whatever, and that's where I saw her.
And what did you see on the order, the account?
So he got, like, a foot-long sub and a salad, which I assumed they were going to split or whatever. But, I mean, I didn't see her face. I just saw, I mean, she had dark hair, and she was wearing a blue top and a skirt. But, yeah.
I'm trying. Okay. Now, run some scenarios here, Sisney, with me. What could be happening? Is there any way that he would have to have a meeting?
Yeah. Could it be a relative that you just haven't met yet? A cousin? A distant cousin?
I really don't think so. Like, I mean, I have no idea who this woman is. Like, there's
Did you ask him?
I didn't ask him right out, but I did say, like, I casually brought up, I was like, do you get lonely working from home all day? And he said no, that he just, like, focuses on his work. So
what does he do? What does he do?
So he just, he has a startup. It's like he's developing an app and he works at home doing that.
We need you to say, Dana, you have my permission to call and then his name on Kiss FM. Go ahead.
Yeah, you could go for it. You call him.
I need you to say those words. You have my permission to call, and then his name on Kiss FM.
You have my permission to call on Kiss FM.
Okay. We are going to do that now. Be very quiet. Let's see if we can find out. You saw a woman at your home when you were not in a photo leaning out to pick up food that was confirmed ordered on your husband's account and your husband's account with you. What food did they order? How did you see it on the account?
Yeah, I saw it on the account. It was a foot-long sub and a salad.
Because they take a picture. Whenever, like, these food delivery places drop off your food, they have to take a picture. And so if you meet them at the door, they sometimes say, like, hey, I need to take a picture. So you might be in it, basically.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Caught. Maybe. Okay, here we go. Be very quiet. Let's see what we can find out.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Mark?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ava. I'm calling from SoCal Blooms. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
Great. Well, you service the Cerritos area, and what I'm doing is I'm offering local residents a promotion today. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. They are free. I don't need anything from you. We just hope that you refer us to friends and family if you like our arrangements.
Okay. This is a little weird.
I just need the name of the person you'd want to send them to. They are free.
Yeah, I mean, you just send them to me.
Well, we can deliver them specifically to whoever you want. Is there a name?
No. I mean, I'm the person you want to send them to. I mean, you know, I'll pass them along.
Sure, I can do that. Okay, so we can write a note on there as well. So, do you want us to write the note for you? Put that in an envelope.
No. You can just leave it blank, and you know, just you can send them to me, and I'll help you out. I'll give you my address.
Okay, so Mark, your voice is being broadcast on the radio. My name is Ryan. I have your wife Dana on the line, and we just want to ask you a question. Apparently, food was ordered to your home when your wife was away as you were working from home, and there's a photograph she has of another woman picking up the food at your door. Can you explain that to us?
Wait, whoa. Wait, is my wife there?
Your wife is here,
yeah.
And she has the photograph. So who's the woman?
I mean, when was this? Was this Tuesday?
Yeah.
When was it, Dana?
It was Tuesday, yeah.
Okay. That was Maggie from up the street. You know, she dropped off a bag of oranges. Like, you saw them on the counter. You know, she just leaves them there like she always does.
Maggie from down the street?
That was Maggie. She lives up the street. It was Maggie.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Who's
Maggie?
Why
is Maggie bringing bags of apples?
Neighbors do that.
Oh my God. I'm so
But you couldn't
sad.
Tell it was apples?
Oh my God.
What about the charge in your food account? What about the Subway on your account?
She saw my lunch out there and she just grabbed it. She was just over for like 2 minutes. I barely remember her being
so
there.
So, Dana, but this makes sense that Maggie would have been there dropping off apples and having to bring
and
in
like
the food
walked
for,
inside the
yeah,
house.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Oh my God. Oh my God.
But you didn't think of that? That seems like a likely thing to ask about.
Well,
Maggie's always cruising over. Maybe it was Maggie.
I mean,
this
is
good news.
I'm just really embarrassed. Oh my God.
Well, don't be embarrassed. Yeah, look, you guys are good and you don't need us anymore.
No,
we got to the bottom of that.
But communicate. Yeah. I mean, this could have been
Mark,
so simple.
Mark, why hemming and hawing about sending roses? Why not just send them to your wife? Why all the back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to give them to her. I just, you know, I was going to put them in a vase and just have them waiting at home, you know? I mean, it was weird. I mean, I didn't even know if it was real. But, you know.
Here's the thing. Nothing but happiness where you are, and enjoy the apples. How about them apples?
Thank you so much.
How about them
apples? All right, you guys take care. Bye. We just finished Orion's Roses. It felt like we could have avoided some awkwardness. And you know what? Let me blame myself. I think I've stopped saying. I've been doing it so long. I think I stopped saying at the beginning, please remember this is a last resort.
Yeah, you used to say that a lot.
You haven't said that in a minute.
Yeah, and maybe new listeners have not heard us say that. So I blame Tubbs or Mark for not reminding me. Somebody should be reminding me.
I felt it. You know, I should have spoke up too. I felt it. When she said that she hadn't talked to her husband, I was like, maybe you also, should. Maybe.
With respect, I said it was my fault. No piling on needed, you two.
Well, that's okay. I'm just gonna go
but I think the notion is, if you think something's going on and you can't get to the bottom of it, reach out to us as a last resort. And I failed to actually say those words for a long time, which probably made an impact on why people aren't using us as a last resort. But
right.
You know what I mean when I say so what happened was, if you missed it, what happened was Dana and Mark are married. Mark works from home. Dana saw a photo of a woman picking up food at the door that was dropped off. She said, oh my gosh, another woman is there. Turns out it was their neighbor, Maggie, who always comes over to bring them apples. But why not ask about Maggie, right? Or know that Maggie's always there, or investigate Maggie a little bit. Yes, Patty?
I have a theory.
Okay.
And I think that she knew it was Maggie all this time, because you don't just, when you're thinking about someone cheating on you, you're thinking of everything, you know, like you're playing chess checkers in your mind. You know, and if this woman is coming to the house constantly, you don't just forget the minute that you think your husband's cheating on you. That's going to be the first thing you think about. I think she feels something is happening with Maggie, and she used this as a way to bring it up so then she could hear how we react about it.
So she thinks that Maggie's cheating on, well, she thinks that Maggie's,
but she must,
or maybe she's
feel,
uncomfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable with Maggie.
She seemed fine.
You don't just forget about Maggie.
Which is why I said, come on, guys, why don't you ask about Maggie before reaching out?
Or you do forget about Maggie. There are neighbors sometimes that you see a lot that you just, I see a neighbor every day and I would never.
But if she's dropping up oranges, you don't forget Maggie or the oranges.
Like, is Maggie married? Is Maggie single?
I thought
single?
It was apples. Is it apples or oranges? Because it is apples
whatever.
And oranges.
Whatever. I mean.
Cucumbers.
But my point is, do you think that she, Dana, thinks that Maggie is messing around with her husband?
I don't think she does. But according to Patty's theory, maybe.
Well, I'm not saying that they're messing around, but I am saying that Dana must feel some sort of.
So you don't think Dana forgot about Maggie? She just
no. I don't think she ever forgot
fun.
About Maggie.
Emily,
she just
what do you
to
think?
Get more info.
Emily, thank you for listening. Hi. What do you think? You're not convinced?
No, I'm not buying it.
What do you mean?
I mean, so what? She just like randomly stops by, dropping off apples or whatever, and
what?
I mean,
it sounded like a thing that happened on a regular basis.
Like, she's answering his door, picking up his food. Like, that's weird.
You don't think about Maggie's, like, the song, We Don't Talk About Bruno, you know? It's like, what do you mean you don't think about Maggie?
Yeah, you don't think about Maggie. No,
you don't think about Maggie.
No. You don't think about
Maggie.
How
do we know something's not going on with Maggie? I mean, come on.
Guys, I think that Dana felt totally fine with Maggie coming over.
We need to call Maggie.
You don't think about Maggie.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
So, you know, I mean, these at-home connected exercise machines, whether they be the stationary bikes or even treadmills, I mean, all the different things that we had to do if we could go do them or order them or rent or just rent them out, right? You were sort of between a rock and a hard place when it came to exercise, and some of these companies have boomed. Peloton seems to be one of the most popular, but also has had some rough headlines. What's the latest, Sissany?
Yeah, so beginning of 2020, Peloton was hot. That was like you had to wait months and months to get a bike. And then their stock, like, you know, went crazy and all that stuff. So now at the beginning of this year, technically it was last month, a major TV character died after he had a heart attack on his Peloton.
The character. In the script.
The character.
Fiction.
In the script.
Fiction.
I don't want to say who it is in case you haven't seen And Just Like That, which is the Sex and the City spinoff, but it's pretty much been everywhere, but I'll spare you the spoil, just in case. It was a big male character.
Didn't their stock drop because of it? Didn't
their stock drop like 11% overnight? Like, it was instant. And it's basically like this dude dies on a Peloton. Like, it's not great. So they kind of just like, were like, that sucked, whatever, let's move on. They even made a spoof commercial with that character in it following that episode because they were just trying to like almost laugh at it. Like, that's not going to happen in real life type of thing.
Did they have permission from Peloton?
So I don't know if they had permission, because in this article that I read, they were talking about billions. So let's just fast forward to billions real quick.
Okay.
So Showtime's Billions also had a heart attack while riding his Peloton bike, but he survived. So the character on Billions survived. And they're saying that they did not give Billions their permission to use Peloton.
Did they actually call it a Peloton in the show?
You can see it. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's Peloton. The whole branding is on the bike.
Okay.
And so now they're kind of just like, you know, they say like bad publicity is still good publicity. But in this case, like, they're like, if we keep having shows and their characters keep getting heart attacks on our bikes, like, it's not great. So can you stop?
Hey, but Mark, chime in for a second. Did this ever happen that they're recreating, or is this completely all fictional?
I think these are just fictional made-up stories, and Peloton's like, okay, that's enough now.
Well, I get. I mean, yeah. If you're Peloton, you're like, come on, guys. Yeah. Like,
egg enough. Because
they're putting the product into cool shows, right? Totally. They're putting the product into, like, things that are current that people are talking about, but the outcome of the workout is not what they want. I mean, right. I know people use those stationary bikes, and you see them in the gyms, who get great workouts from them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We have a Peloton. I love it. But
and the Peloton instructors become hugely famous.
They're so famous, right? Dancing in the Stars. But in this case, like, I know, like, with And Just Like That, like, they really made it seem like the Peloton instructor was, like, pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And that's how he basically experienced a heart attack because he couldn't, you know.
Well, you can see why they would be upset then. Hi, Jenna. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are who we are, and that is what we are.
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's, we are who we are, right?
Right.
And that's
right.
What we are. So we're fine. What are you calling about?
So I have this issue. So I've been talking to a guy that I met on Bumble for about 2 months now. And we really like each other. I really like him. We've really, really connected. We are talking about meeting up because it's just been talking, like, through our phones, obviously. And, of course, like, naturally, it came up about if he was vaccinated. And he is not. I am. He is not. So I'm really uneasy about this. So in early 2020, my whole family got COVID. My mom almost didn't make it, and she's still not the same person that she was. So,
I'm so sorry.
Obviously take it really to heart.
Sure.
So now I feel like my whole idea of him has changed. But then on the flip side, like I said, we've really connected. I really, really like him, like, in every other aspect. So I just don't know if me not wanting to now see him.
Why is he unvaccinated?
He says that he just doesn't feel like he needs to be.
And like, do you feel like he needs to be?
I do.
I mean, if you feel like he needs to be and he feels like he's not going to be, then we've got a real problem at the intersection, you know? I mean, look, he for some reason believes he doesn't need to be vaccinated, but you have you told him the story of what you just told me?
He knows, yeah. Which
and has he said
the shocking part.
Has he offered to change his thinking?
He hasn't. I haven't asked him to either. So I don't know if that's also, like, that was something I was maybe thinking of having that conversation with him.
Look, this is a touchy one, right? But we are like you, where we believe and you've got to get it to protect yourself and others, and especially if it's been something that has hit your mom so hard. So if it's me, I'm saying, hey, look, I really connect with you, but there's a huge problem because I don't want to be around someone that's unvaccinated knowingly and take the time to invest if this is going to be an issue right away. I just don't feel safe. I mean, you don't, I guess. So if you don't, right?
Yeah, I don't.
So if you don't, then you can be honest about that. And if he says, well, I understand it, but there's no real compromise here, then you know this isn't the right soul for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good perspective.
How long have you guys been dating?
It's been like 2 months that we've been talking.
I think this is an almost very easy way to find out if this person's really going to invest in you.
Yeah, that's also a good way to put it. Yeah.
You know, with this, what you just said to me, Jenna, and who you are, I can tell. Just be honest and transparent. It is what it is, you know, and it happened in your life and you feel strongly about it. And I think you just be as candid as you were with us.
Right. Okay. That is really good advice.
Well, good luck.
Good luck.
It's tough times all the way around. So I hope your mom is doing okay.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye, Jenna.
Bye.
I mean, wow. Right?
If you would have told me 2 years ago that this would be a reason why somebody wouldn't date somebody, like, I wouldn't have been able to comprehend it all, you know? It's just crazy that this is an issue now.
Yeah, and it continues to be an issue. Bouncing to Pomona here for a second. Hey, Brenda, how you doing in Pomona?
Hi, Ryan. Oh, my goodness. I feel like a kid. I've been listening since I was very, very young, even before you started.
Really?
I was just, yes.
Well, thank you.
I feel old, but.
You're not.
I was calling, and I don't want to get emotional, but this is actually my first time making it to the radio. But I just wanted to thank Patty, most of all for her heart and her her service to our community. We are sad. We're excited for everything that's to come. Patty, as someone who has also dreamt big, and really survived so many odds against us, child of immigrant parents, first one to go to college, and trying to set that example for my siblings, my nieces. Every little one in my family has the Little Libros collection. I talk about you and the rest of the morning show team like you guys are part of our family, because you are. Thank you for making us proud. I look forward to everything that you're going to do. And just know that your courage will continue to inspire not just people like me who grew up and, you know, were part of the same generation, but as you have said, you know, building generational wealth, dreaming big, making our community proud. I've been thinking about it since yesterday, and I was like, oh, let me send an email. No, let me just try calling. Maybe I'll get through. So, yes, may God bless you, your family, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, thank you very much. I think the love that I received in the last few days has been incredible. I think we forget, you know, when we're inside this studio that people listen.
I totally forget.
So you forget that. I think, you know, for the last 17 years, you know, I've, sometimes you doubt yourself, and, you know, these negative thoughts take over, and you begin thinking, you know, well, maybe my impact wasn't as big as I thought it was, you know, or what I did wasn't as important. But seeing the comments and the messages, it makes me feel so good to know that I was able to inspire as many as I could with my time here. And that just shows, you know, the value of our voice and who we are in the city. You know, we are Los Angeles. This is our city.
Mm-hmm. Brenda, thank you for calling in Pomona. You take good care, okay?
Thank you, Ryan. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you for letting us be part of your family. That was very sweet.
Always.
Bye. Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We are coming back here at 1 minute. How sweet. So nice, Patty, hear all this response, really. Makes us happy.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Thanks, y'all, for plugging in today. 50 minutes of Nonstop Kiss active right now. Tomorrow, more free money. And it's Friday.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.